This is the notorious traffic jam in Lagos. The congestion on Lagos roads is the perfect opportunity for thousands of street hawkers to make quick money selling their goods to motorists. With hawkers and vehicles competing for space on the highways, some Lagos roads often look like mini markets. Babatunde Adejare, Lagos State Commissioner for Environment, says the government is determined to get the hawkers off the streets.
We don't want traders on our roads anymore. They help to in contributing to bringing traffic gridlock onto our roads, and we don't want that. That will lead to wastage of man hours, wastage of money, time, and things like that.
Those found selling on the streets are now being arrested as the government goes tough on street hawkers. The arrests have forced many of them to vacate the streets, but some desperate ones like Austin Akpa are still in business. I met him while he was walking in the middle of traffic. He says even though he's scared of being arrested, he has nowhere else to go than the streets.
As I'm here now, I'm scared, but I just pray that God will save me and help me from their hands. Yeah, on Saturday that I was here, I heard they were arresting people, and if they catch you, it's 90,000 naira. So I have to stay at home. And I've stayed at home Friday, Saturday. I've not been anywhere. I have two daughters at home, so I have nothing for them to eat. So I have to risk myself and come out today again.
Most of the street hawkers are poor young men and women. Akpa says they have chosen to hawk on the streets because they have no other means of livelihood.
It's because we have no other alternative, no way else for us to trade. That's why we have to be on the streets. There's no other place. We don't have money to pay for shop. That's why we have to be on the streets. If we stay at home doing nothing, we can go stealing, because there's a word saying that an idle man is the devil's workshop. Truly, there's danger selling on the road, but what can I do? Nothing. So I just have to take the risk.
A hawker sells ice cream in the midst of traffic, but many motorists like Ayodele Ojo say they will miss the hawkers if the government succeeds in banning street trading.
Sometimes you are stuck in the traffic for hours, and these are the people that give you cold drinks on the road. And sometimes you end up picking sausages, maybe when you are stuck for like 2-3 hours on the road. Their services will be missed, at least by a large percentage of commuters in Lagos.
But it is unclear if the government's current effort can permanently force the hawkers off the streets. In previous years, several government efforts to stop street hawking were unsuccessful. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.